Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call of Aster Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivian. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Aster Industries Q3 and 9-month FY23 analyst and investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, the Executive Director of Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Girish Bhai, the Business Head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was sent to you in the invite earlier. We trust you have had a chance to go through the documents on financial performance. I would now like to invite Mr. Pradeep Rastogi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Pradeep.
Thank you, Gavin, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I'll begin this call with brief overview of our businesses, followed by walkthrough of financial performance for the quarter and 9 months under review. While our results for the quarter have been subdued, our performance during 9 months, though, has been positive despite the external challenges. Furthermore, we are happy to report that Aster Sunteck Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, recently started commercial operations at its new plant, film plant in Telangana. We expect the same to start contributing to our growth journey in the years to come. Commenting on our performance, film business, as we have been stating as well in our earlier calls, is facing near-term headwinds. Significant new capacities entering the market has caused excess supply and thereby compression in sales realization and margins. With regard to specialty polymer business, I am sure that you all must be aware of the recessionary concern grappling the global and US economy at present. US being the primary market for our specialty polymer products, prevalent economic situation in that region has affected. Let me elaborate on the performance of each segment. Starting with specialty polymer business, like we have highlighted in our previous calls, the overall growth for the business is largely dependent on the health of the global and US economy, given that it is primarily an export-oriented business. Amongst the major markets, US is a dominant market for our specialty polymer business, and hence prevalent economic concern in that region has adversely affected business performance during the quarter. Q3 FY23 performance is reflective of those economic challenges. We have seen lower offtake of our products during the quarter. Lower share of high-margin products during the quarter resulted in margin and profitability compression. The actual sales during Q3 FY23 has dropped to 405 metric tons with revenues of rupees 16 crores due to economic downturn in US as compared to 1248 metric tons of sales with revenues of 72 crores during Q2 FY23 and actual sales of 953 metric tons with revenues of 44 crores during Q3 FY23. We are hopeful of increased exports and again reaching volume of sales that we achieved in H1 FY23 as the economic situation in US improves. On a 9-month basis though, we have reported a steady performance which is reflective of the inherent strength of the business. Specialty polymer, as we have been highlighting in the past, is an innovative and largely patent-protected business, as a result of which the threat emanating from any competitor doesn't arise. Furthermore, we have started to see signs of recovery in the business and are hopeful of increased volumes over next couple of quarters. We have full faith and confidence in its ability to bounce back once the external environment starts to improve. Our product pipeline as well remains strong, which further reassures us of the long-term growth prospects of the business. Moving on to film business, Q3 performance, as we have been indicating, is reflective of the current challenges. Intense and heightened competition coupled with elevated conversion costs has dented the profitability of the quarter. However, similar to specialty polymer business, our 9-month performance though has remained positive. Addition of significant new capacities in India has resulted in an increase in overall supply, which in turn has resulted in pressure on margins. Though the slowdown in US and Europe and demand supply imbalance to see the industry continuing to face challenges during the couple of next quarters. In addition to the external challenges, there was a breakdown in continuous polymerization plants, due to which company suffered loss of production and therefore sales in CP plant and film plant 3 for about a month, as film plant 3 runs only on the plant. This has also impacted our performance during the quarter. Company has already lost a claim with the insurance company for damage as well as loss of profit. The insurance claim will be accounted for in the books of accounts as and when it is accepted and approved by the insurance company. While the outlook remains challenging for the next couple of quarters, we expect the situation to normalize gradually and expect the realization margins to improve both on account of enhanced volume of value-added and specialty products within the film segment as well as growth in demand that continues to be robust. Our continuous efforts and focus coupled with commissioning of new machines in near future will enable us to enhance volume of value-added and specialty products within the film segment. We also, on a continuous basis, review various elements of cost and are working with enhanced focus to explore possibilities of reduction in the team. Furthermore, as I have highlighted at the beginning of my remarks, I am happy to announce that we have started commercial operations from our new unit in Telangana. It spread over 50 acres, the 48,000 tons per annum BOPET film plant and 10,000 tons metallized BOPET film unit has been set up at an approximate cost of 665 crores, including margin money for working capital and accumulation of input tax credit of GST paid on machines. This plant is expected to generate revenues of approximately Rs. 600 crores upon achieving optimal utilization. We also plan to export part of the production from this unit, ranging 25-30% of the output. I would just like to reiterate that while outlook for the businesses over next couple of quarters may remain challenging, we remain confident in the ability and prospects of the company to tide over any hurdle and continue on its journey towards achieving its stated objectives. I will now quickly walk you through our financial performance for the quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2022, post which we can begin the Q&A session. Starting with the top line, revenues from continued operations stood at Rs. 197 crores as against 288 crores reported during Q3 FY22, lower by 32%. As indicated earlier, while film business performance was impacted by intense competition and breakdown in film plant 3 for about a month, recessionary concerns in US affected special polymer business. Revenues from special polymer for the quarter stood at Rs. 16 crores as against 44 crores generated in Q3 FY22, while revenues from the film business stood at Rs. 181 crores as against 244 crores garnered during Q3 FY22. Revenues were broadly steady and steady and stood at Rs. 825 crores as against 807 crores generated during 9 months FY22, higher by 2%. Revenues from special polymer on a 9-month basis stood at 146 crores as against 125 crores, while revenues from film business stood at 679 crores as against 682 crores registered during 9 months FY22. Contribution to the revenue from operations from divested or discontinued business of engineering plastics, revenues during the 9 months ended December 22 was Rs. 1. EBITDA for the quarter from continued operations stood at Rs. 6 crore as against 47 crore generated during Q3 FY22. On a year-to-date basis, it stood at Rs. 98 crore as against Rs. 129 crore generated during 9 months FY22. Lower profitability was largely owing to compression in margins in film business, breakdown in film plant 3 for about a month, lower volume in special polymers and high conversion costs. PAT from continuing operations for the quarter stood at negative of Rs. 9 crores and during 9 months ended December 22, it stood at Rs. 33 crores. Upward revision in policy rates by RBI continuously since the month of April 22 has caused increase in rate of interest on our borrowings. As a consequence, finance expenses have increased from Rs. 16 crores during the 9 months ended December 21 to Rs. 22 crores during the 9 months ended December 22. As of 31st December 22, our outstanding interest-bearing term debt, net of free cash and liquid investments of about 200 crores, stood at rupees 124.39 crores, which is 0.8 times our annualized EBITDA for the current financial year. I would like to highlight the interest-bearing debt net of cash, free cash and liquid investment is just 0.2x our annualized EBITDA. Strong balance sheet and low leveraging coupled with cash reserves and liquidity ensures that EBITDA is serviced as per schedule without any issue and problem. We remain committed towards maintaining a strong balance sheet that is supportive of our growth initiatives. That brings me to the end of my opening remarks. We would like now like to throw open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pratik Shah from Dolat Capital. Kindly proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just had a couple of quick questions. At what capacity are we presently operating at? And what is the visibility in the pop-up space, and where do you see new capacities coming up? This would, to start with, hello?
I think the question is not very clear to us. Can you just repeat once again?
Yeah, sir, currently at what capacity are we operating at? Where do you see new capacities coming up? And what is your visibility for the BOPET space, sir?
See, as of now, we are operating at full capacity of our Uttarakhand plant. And as mentioned by Mr. Rishkogi, we have new in this quarter, in January to March quarter. And that particular plant is currently operating at 70% operating rate.
Okay. And what is the visibility in the BOPET space?
See, I think Mr. Rishkogi briefly touched upon it, but the demand continues to be robust. There are external factors, which is the recessionary impact, and as well as the demand-supply imbalance, which is expected to serve short to medium term and keep pressure on margins.
Okay. Sir, elongating your thesis on that, there is a slowdown seen in the U.S., and it's expected to continue in the current year. What gives us the confidence of SP doing better in the near term or in the near or mid term? And what product lines are we seeing demand for?
So, in the first 6 months, we did a revenue of about 132 crore. Majority of that has come from the exports to U.S. So, December quarter was badly affected because there was a stock in the pipeline also. We are seeing some revival in the March quarter. March quarter is going to be better than December in terms of volume and value of sales in specialty polymer. And this is that, and the forecast that we have received from our customers in U.S., we believe the in the next, let's say, couple of quarters, we should be doing reasonably well in specialty polymer. And as the economic situation in U.S. improves, we should be back to the volumes that we did in H1 FY23.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. Namaskar, Mr. Vijayan, and thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned that we did capacity utilization levels of 70% for our film segment for Q3.
No. The brief mentioned that a Telangana plant which got commissioned on 20th January is now running at about 70%.
Okay, sorry, sir. But then what was our utilization level? What was our utilization level for Q3, sir?
For the existing Telangana Khatima plant, Uttarakhand plant?
Yes, sir, yes.
We were running at almost full capacity, but for the film plant 3, this was down for about a month because of a breakdown. Otherwise, we were running at almost full capacity.
So, in tonnage terms, what was the percentage loss because of the...
Because we lost 3,000 tons of production from the film plant 3, which is the largest plant in Khatima. In a month, we lost about 3,000. So, that's the reason for the lower volume.
Okay, so if what does that translate into the utilization percentage, sir? 3,000?
3,000, our quarterly capacity is close to 15,000. So, that sent amounts to almost 20% for the quarter capacity.
Okay. So, on a likewise basis, we were down in volume by 20%. And now coming to the conversion part, how have the margins or are also lower, sir, per kg realization? You could give some understanding.
Just a minute. So, in December quarter, our plain films, we got about 96-97 rupees a kg, 12 micron corona, and the metallized was selling at about 112-114 rupees a kg in December.
Okay. And the comparative number for the September quarter and what are the current prices?
In the September quarter, it was 112 rupees for 12 micron corona and metallized was at about 130 rupees. 32 rupees. So we are seeing a drop of more, almost about 15 to 16 rupees on an average basis as compared to September.
Right, sir. And how have been the price trends, sir, for the month of Jan and if some color also on sir?
So December quarter was the worst. Things are marginally better. I would say January, February, we are at 97, 98, 99 kind of. Let's say 97 to 100 rupees a kg.
For 12 micron.
For 12 micron corona.
And
utilized at about 114 to 115 rupees.
140.
115. The metallized.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, for this quarter, we will be operating the shutdown which happened that has recovered and we will be producing at optimum level. What is the update on the same, the third line?
Yes, we should be operating at optimum level in the existing plant and the Telangana plant we will gradually increase the capacity utilization because that's the way the film plant, any new film plant will operate. It takes time to build up the capacity utilization.
Okay. Sir, what are the factors that led to the drop in these realization levels? How much is because of the raw material cost going down, if you could give some color? And also then on the demand side. Firstly the color on the factor that led to lower realization.
Basically, if you see the demand, there is no issue with the demand. Demand continues to grow. It is the compression in margin which has come because of the competition. So this can explain you in detail the domestic market scenario.
Yes, as you might be aware that there are many capacities which have started in this in last 12 months or so, which has resulted into temporary demand supply imbalance, which has impacted for put pressure on the margin level we are operating at.
So can you give some more color on the domestic capacity addition and also on the global part, sir, just to gauge an understanding how the what have been the addition in percentage terms?
Yeah, I think in total about 8 lines have started in last 12 months. 8 or 9 lines have started.
Yes.
So which let's say if try to compare to that total capacity level, that could be nearly about 50% of the existing capacity.
Okay, sir. 50%, 50%.
50.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But all of those lines have not still ramped up to the optimum level. Every line would be ramping up in a phased manner. So the nameplate capacity
would be ramping up would be in a phased manner. But I think whatever our best estimates are, that all lines put together must be at least operating at 75% operating rate.
Okay, so there will be pressures that are going ahead also because they need to find buyers and the offtake has not risen in commensurate to the capacity addition.
I think the demand is very strong and there is additional capacity. That additional capacity is serving demand, but still there is a demand supply imbalance, which is the main reason for the pressure on pricing and margin.
Okay. So this year,
as the commodity value globally improves, we should be able to park more volume outside of India, all the Indian manufacturers. So that should reduce some pressure on the domestic prices also.
Okay. So this is the addition domestically. How have the global space fared in this period over the last 12 months?
I think that globally, yes, there are certain pressure on the what we were happening earlier, but whatever the countries or the markets are getting served from India earlier, those markets continue the momentum, and there is a reasonable exports happening from India, and there are strong chances of it to grow in coming future.
Okay, so globally, just to conclude on capacitation, so globally the capacity that has risen is totally is on from India only, and not the other geographies?
No, I think the capacity expansion has happened in many countries, including India.
But in India, it is one of the largest.
It is one of the largest. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, in the presentation, it was mentioned that mitigation strategy is under implementation. So, please allude to the factors. What steps are you taking to, first of all, contain these margins, and also since the realizations have dipped, how have the raw material the basket is behaving? So our margins per kg, how has the margin per kg been affected for the last quarter, and what should be the likelihood for the current quarter?
So first of all, I'll come to the raw material cost. The raw material cost in the in December quarter or January February has been more or less stable. In December, it was 79 rupees a kg per kg of film, PT and MEG put together. In February, currently, it is at about 79 rupees a kg. So, in between January, there was some drop, but it has again regained. So, we are in the ballpark to 80 rupees in terms of raw material per kg of film. As well as the selling price, we have already discussed what the selling prices for the film are. What is the next question?
I think you have to repeat your remaining question.
Yes, sir. I was looking at the mitigation strategy, sir, which you have mentioned that is under implementation. So, if you could give some more color to it, what are the steps currently being taken? And, sir, yes, sir. Then I can follow up.
Because we are, as Mr. Rustagi mentioned earlier, we have a very strong pipeline on specialty polymers, and specialty polymers has already seen signs of early revival, if we see in suspension. We are working on a range of specialty films and planning to increase it at a faster pace. There are many new products which are currently under various stages of, commercial volumes. And also, apart from these two, we are also looking at other avenues to increase profitability, including cost rationalization and all other possibilities.
So for value-added films, what was the out of the total sales, what percentage attributed to value-added, and how is this number going to shape up going ahead?
So in December quarter, we did about 20, so of the total volume that we did, about 23% came from the value-added and specialty portfolio, whereas in terms of value, it contributed 35%. So 25%, 23% of value-added products portfolio contributed 35% in value terms. And going forward, our target is to take it up to 30 to 35%.
In terms of
existing Fatima capacity, I'm not including the Telangana capacity in it.
Okay. Sir, when we look at this value-added film part, is it the same capacity where we are doing some after work that goes into value-added, or value-added lines are separate than what the general film lines are?
See, it is both. Some products are produced on the larger assets, and some products are required for the steps to be further converted into a final product. So it's a mix of both.
So there are new machines. There are extra machines also made apart from the main production line. There are other machines also which are used to make value added and specialty films.
Correct, sir. Sir, was there any impact of foreign exchange losses also for us in this quarter?
On the exchange fluctuation, so far we have had positive impact because we are in extra industries and now a net exporter of. Exporter, and therefore we have more receivables in foreign country than the payables, and the depreciation of rupee against dollar, it resulted into a gain for the company. So we had exchange fluctuation gain in December quarter. For example, for that matter, in the current financial year, so far we have made a gain of about 5 crore on the exchange fluctuation in export industry.
Okay.
Mr. Kapoor, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I request you to please get back in the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Loya from Bowhead, India. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. Can you please share the June quarter utilization as well? You shared the December and September.
Pardon, Gaurav, can you come again?
Can you please share the realization for June quarter, 12 micron film and metallizing?
June 22 quarter, we had realization of 12 micron in the range of 145 rupees. But at that time, raw material cost was significantly high. It was about 95 rupees a kg.
95 rupees. Currently, it's 80 rupees, right?
It is about 78-79
rupees. And so 145 cost of 10 micron and metallized would be about 160. Understood. And currently metallized is about, I missed that,
116-117.
Okay, 117 rupees. And do you, considering the situation, you know, so that the supply pressure is there in the market, do you think that these prices can drop to 90 odd levels, or that's not possible, this is on the EBITDA per kg that we are making, or all the industry players that are making in the market, it's difficult to slide, price correction from here onwards.
We don't think so. There is any scope for prices to drop further because the prices are already at the lowest level.
Okay.
And here it can only improve, it cannot go down further.
Wonderful. Is there any significant difference between export prices and domestic prices?
Yes, export prices are better.
They are better. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, in the specialty business, how much visibility generally do we have, when they share their order with you, is it easier for them to retract it, if they see the demand is not going to be good, or generally do they go ahead and take the order from you?
Sorry, I'm not clear. You have to repeat your question.
I'm saying that in the specialty business, how easy it is for your clients to retract the order, because if I see in September and October, we were quite confident about the specialty business on the volume side, right? But this came as a surprise that because of the pipeline or weak demand in the US, we could not meet those expectations. So I'm saying that how easy it is for a client to retract from the orders that they have given to you.
I think it's not about retracting the orders. In case I have spoken earlier that many of the products what we sell in on the specialty space are patent protected, so there is no competition. So the volume has dropped only because of the demand at our customer end has seen a drop, which was in the last quarter, and now we are already seeing signs of recovery.
So generally, how much visibility do we have? Is it a 1 month or 2 months visibility? You know, there must be 2 months.
We have. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, yeah. No, please go ahead, please.
So I think usually we have forecasts available, and the customers keep on revising the forecast as per the their demand and consumption schedule.
Understood. I think helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
But we should be doing a much better in the March quarter in terms of especially polymer, both volume and value. As compared to December quarter.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shyam, an individual investor. Can we proceed?
Hello. Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, sir. Sir, just wanted your broader view on the current industry scenario. When is it expected to improve? In how many quarters, you will say? When will the industry, and even the company for that matter, will produce normalized performance? So, when is the exact turnaround expected, in your strong opinion?
So, in film business, as we have stated in our opening remarks, we should be seeing recovery. The recovery will be gradual, number one. Number two, it should start coming in after 1 to 2 quarters, after a couple of quarters. There would be definitely, because the December quarter, lot of things went negative at the same time. So we had a breakdown, the slowdown in US and many other things. So we should be seeing revival starting from March quarter, and through a gradual process, we should be back to you know, some sort of positivity in after 1 to 2 quarters.
Positivity in the numbers on top line and margins, you think?
Yes.
Okay. So that is this like this because the company is expecting good demand, or is it, are you expecting overall industry scenario to change and become positive?
Sir, the demand will definitely increase. We will find new avenues as the global economic situation is stabilizing. There will be more demand from the outside of India, and within India also. We believe the growth in demand and many other things, many other initiatives that we are taking on increasing the proportion of the rolling cost, all that should help us in reducing, turning to positive performance in 1 to 2 quarters.
Okay. Are you in any position to give any guidance or?
Very difficult. These are very dynamic and volatile situation as of now. So we know the effort that we are putting in terms of enhancing volumes of gas and cost reduction and improving efficiencies, etc. All that should result into some improvement. And this is the guidance that at this point in time we can state this much only.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of G. Surendra, an individual investor. Can we proceed?
Hello.
Yes.
As for to Mr. Suri, you are carrying so much responsibility in finance and secretarial department. You are the best pillar of our company, and I appreciate your efforts. You are a strong pillar of this company.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Sir, one more. My question is on that. There was a breakdown, and it was reported in this current quarter by auditor. That the event was happening in September, I think. Correct?
Yes. 28th September.
Correct. So, why it was not reported in Q3?
So what happened, each company has a certain materiality threshold, and the materiality threshold is decided by the board of directors. Generally, anything which has an impact of more than 10% of the net worth is considered material. since in terms of both bottom line and the top line, the impact was much less than 10% because our net worth is close to 750 crores and the 10% of that would be about 70 crores, whereas the loss of sales was only 30 crores and the impact on bottom line was only 3.5 crores. So it was not considered a material event, and when we were not sure how many days will it take. So it was something which was very unexpected. So
hello.
So that's the reason it was not considered material enough to be informed to the exchange.
Yeah, but then now why auditor has, why auditor has put the when board and
It is the in the accounting standard, the missing requirement requires. It is a note by the company because we had to the reader of the results, to the investor, we had to inform the drop in sales value. One of the reason was the breakdown in the plant and machinery for about a month in film factory. So that's the reason we had put this note in the results.
But also that you are not informing con call Q2.
We may have missed it. I will take note of your observation and we would be more careful.
I mean that we some information was missing in this part and we investors misunderstood.
Pardon?
This information was not informed in con call as well as in wherever in report or not informed to me stock exchange. So we investors misunderstood. We thought that the company will perform better. Though the in one or two quarters situation of the polymer this film line situation you have guided us that there is a competition and prices are softening. But this information really hurt to the company more.
Since now we cannot say anything about this.
Achha, sir, this question is for Bahel. I mean to say, you are saying that presently new capacities are running on 25% something like that. So
no,
what is all?
We did not say 25%.
No, the new capacities. I am talking about 8 to 10 plants that have recently operationalized in 22-23. Okay, new plant. And 8 to 10 new plants of for film plants. I am talking about film plants. 8 to 10. Film plants are operationalized in FY 22-23. And they are operating at 25% roughly. Correct, ma'am?
No, I think what I mentioned was that 8 9 9s have started in last 12 months. And we don't have any, we can only make a guess that collectively at what operating rate all these plants collectively are performing, and our internal estimate is that that number could be anywhere between 70-75%.
Okay, so just I mean to say that in the next 2-3 quarters, if they start performing at 100%, will it be a situation like glut in the market? And also that
yes.
You know, presently in the January, we are benefited by one fire in the plant of Jindal, right? So might be because of this situation should have been improved in January to March. But in future, all the plants like this operating 100%, there will be glut in the system market.
Yeah, I'll try to answer your question in a different way. The capacities have added over the last 12 months. Those operating at, let's say, as far as our internal estimate, 70-75%. There could be a very small impact of Jindal, the issue at Jindal, one of the competitors' plants. But 8 or 9 lines operating at 70-75% of run rate, it's a very, very significant number, and that talks about that what kind of demand growth our end consumers are having.
The demand continues to be very robust. We are growing at about 12-13% per annum domestically, and globally also 6-6.5%. And so 13% on a very large base is a very good, healthy number.
Sir, in the Q4, can we estimate we will be at least break-even level?
Pardon, sir? Can you come again?
Yeah, in Q4, we will be at least on break-even level of profit. No, at least minimum, no profit, no loss basis, because in Q3 we have a loss of 11 to 13 crore. And you are saying that there is a small improvement in this quarter in the prices as well as specialty polymers.
Sir, we definitely see an improvement in the top line. There would definitely be some improvement in the bottom line. Whether we would be able to, we would strive to achieve net break-even at least. But this is something which is, market dynamics have to play a very important role. And therefore, it is difficult to give at this point in time a number, but we are working in the direction of achieving the net break-even.
So, there is one small question. On the, whether we have put on hold our this expansion plan of this specialty polymer, or is it going on?
Can you please repeat once again? I think your voice is...
There was some expansion plan in a specialty polymer.
That was the expansion plan was for the debottleneck of certain capacities. We are going a bit slow on that because of the situation in the US, etc.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of KC Puvanna, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I have two simple questions regarding our Telangana investment.
Okay. Telangana investment. Yeah, please.
Again, about the Telangana investment.
Can you use your handset instead of speakerphone?
Pardon?
If you are using a speakerphone, can you use handset?
I am using a handset only.
Okay. Your voice was not very clear, so.
Okay. Am I clear now?
Yeah, better, sir.
Better. Okay. Regarding this Telangana investment, there appears to be a cost overrun as well as a time overrun to the extent of about 25%. Originally, your investment estimation was about 500 crores for the project. And it was to commence, the production was to commence sometime in September of 22. September of 22. Now, then the project cost was enhanced to 576. Now you say it has ended up at 665 crore. And you have gone into production only in January this year. Does it affect the viability of the project, viability of the investment? Because
maybe answer that, sir. Maybe have you completed your question? Maybe answer me.
Tell me.
The original project cost approved by the board of directors was 586. When the project was finally location specific was conceived, it was 586. We started the project in October of 20. Since then, there has been massive increase in the building and construction cost. So, this was one reason. Secondly, the project cost, in the project cost, we had taken margin money for working capital as part of the project cost. Because of the increase in the crude oil prices, etc., the margin money for working capital, which is not an investment in the fixed asset, it is more in the current asset, that has increased from 15 to 30 crores. Secondly, the GST component of the only machines that we have purchased, which is now appearing as a current asset balance in the current asset side as input tax credit of GST accumulated, that is about 35 crore. So 586 plus 50, that makes it 636, and balance 29 crore is on account of the increase in the construction cost, time overrun cost resulting into higher pre-operative expenses. So, and the reason for the time overrun was that we did not get power connection from the state government. We were ready to commence commercial production in the month of October, but there was delay in the getting the power connection from the state government. So we have kept the cost of the project under control. So 35 plus 15 control is appearing as a current asset in the balance sheet. It is not part of the fixed asset. So 665 minus 50, 615 and 586. The balance 30 crores is because of the time overrun and construction cost.
So you have not envisaged this escalation in construction costs, right?
We could not have. We didn't know what would be the construction cost. We conceived the project in the quarter ended June 20. Got the land allotted to us in the month of October 20. We started construction, and because of post-COVID, there was huge increase in the construction cost. Cement and steel prices had gone through the roof, and that is the main reason for the increase in the project cost.
What was the reason for the power connection delay?
See, the power connection delay because the industrial area where we have our plant, the new substation was being built by the government, which got delayed.
What's that? Please come again.
See, we have a plant in a newly identified industrial area, newly notified industrial area, where for our plant, the new substation was being built, which...
Got it. After commissioning the plant, is the plant performing to your expectation in efficiency as well as product?
Yes, I think our plant is performing as per expectation now. So we have started selling commercial sales to our customers. The product is well accepted.
Product quality and plant efficiency is up to your expectations, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratap Jagwani from Forbes Marshall. Can you proceed?
Hello.
Yes.
My question to Mr. Singhania. Hello? Yeah, my question to Mr. Singhania.
Mr. Singhania is not able to attend this call. He had some other engagement which could not be avoided. So I am Pradeep Rustagi, Executive Director, Corporate Affairs.
Yeah, Mr. Pradeep, I have three questions. Starting with first, in this quarter, Q4 23, the revenue from Telangana and your Dahej expansion, what you have done last year, what will be the total revenue contributed in top line, approximately?
Should I answer this first?
Yeah.
So, Telangana, the commercial production has started only in the month of January. So, there is no contribution to the revenue from Telangana operations in the December quarter.
In
Q4, if we should be achieving close to, let's say, a revenue of about 70 to 75 crores from Telangana operations in Q4.
Okay, and from Dahej?
So Dahej plant was for Indian Plastics. Before it could commence production, the business had already been sold to Renike, Indian Plastic business. So that plant was under construction when the business was transferred from SPA to Reduce. So there was it had not started commercial production till 15 September when we sold the business to them.
Okay. My second question, once this insurance claim is approved and once it is available, when it will be available in top line?
So there are two aspects to the insurance claim. One is the property damage, and the other is the loss of profit. So the property damage claim is always, settled more conveniently and in a timely manner. The loss of profit takes time. We are expecting by end of March or early April to get the insurance claim settled for the property portion, which is close to 3 crores. For the loss of profit, we may take 6 months. It may get settled in the June quarter.
Okay. Now, my third question is that your Q2 was the top line and bottom line seen significant increment due to the plastic cell business, which should have been taken apart And due to that, your quarterly performance and YOY performance is getting compared with that one-time benefit what you got. So now the Q4 is also subdued, and you are seeing some 670 crores additional revenue from Telangana plant, and 75% is your total capacity from Kadima one. So that is, I think, expected to be the good one. But again, the Q1, due to this insurance, then will be again the jump on that. So when the investor like us can expect that there will be a steady growth rather than this financial one-time adjustment and then the profit and then loss. So yes. What is the plan for management to get this steadily growth to be done?
Yes, from June quarter, we should have steady operations both at Telangana and Aster. Because we commenced project and production in Telangana only on 20th January, it takes time to stabilize the plant, and it takes time to gradually pick up the production and increase the capacity utilization. And we also are expecting revival in especially polymer business, which over the next 1 to 2 quarters. From June quarter onwards, we should be starting to reach the steady stage of business in terms of top line.
Okay, and so that will significantly improve the bottom line also, correct?
That is what we are striving to achieve, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the management would be taking one last question. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you, Rasturi ji. Sir, you mentioned that the volume lost because of the breakdown was 20% of the entire.
20% in volume terms. 20% in volume terms. In value terms, it was close to 30 crores. So my annual quarterly capacity is 15,000 tons of polyester film. We lost about 3,000 tons. It is 20%. 3,000 tons would translate to 30 crores of top line.
I think on the top line for the month, the loss period.
For the December quarter, the breakdown was not there, our top line would have been higher by about 30 crores.
And what was the impact on the bottom line in that case? Because of this?
Going by the margins that were prevailing, I think the impact, if we take an average, about 3.5 crore is the impact on the bottom line. And on top of that, we spent some certain amount on restoration of the damaged assets. That has also been charged to revenue. And when we get the claim settled by the insurance company, it will come in the other income part.
So what was the impact of
the breakdown and loss of profit, you can consider in the ballpark of about 5 to 6 crores.
No, sir. Profits part is will get from insurance, but how much extra money we have spent on restoration?
Sir, restoration, our policy is 100%. So we get the deduction is only 50 lakhs. So we on the restoration, we lost only 50 lakhs.
Okay. So, sir,
that is deductible under the insurance policy.
Yes, sir. So for the next quarter, this 3.5 crore impact will not be there. It will be a normal.
If we get the claim settled in March, otherwise it will come in the June quarter.
No, sir. My point is this volume loss and the loss in profit of 3.5 crore, which happened because of the lower volume, will not be there for the fourth quarter. We will be operating at the normal level, and the margins will be similar.
Yes, Akhilji. Yeah, your assessment is right.
Yes, sir. So And sir, if you take the margins, sir, the blended margins per kg, taking into the commoditized as well as the value-added flame, if you could give us quarter-wise, for the June quarter, what was the per kg margin, what was the average for September, and how was December fed?
June, the blended margin for in domestic market was close to 60 rupees. And September, it dropped to 35 rupees. In December, it is at about 25 rupees. And we expect this to improve going forward.
Okay, so we will be in the mix of 25 to 35 for the March quarter.
I would tend to agree with you.
Okay, and for Telangana, sir, what will be our, are we break even at 75% utilization levels or what should be the number?
So, sir, there are two aspects to achieving break even. One is the capacity utilization, the second is the margin. At the current margin at 75%, the net break even would not be possible. But as we improve the capacity utilization and as we expect the margins to also improve, in after 1 to 2 quarters, we should be seeing net break even in Telangana plant as well.
So, sir, at 70 crore top line, hamara EBITDA kya rahega isme? Telangana plant.
Pehle quarter ko to humne bahut zyada, we should not focus too much on the first quarter because first quarter is generally a stabilization quarter. From the steady stage of second quarter, we can look at some number, but at this point in time, I would shy away from giving any number because the market is a bit volatile and dynamic in nature and difficult to assign a number. But our endeavor would be to achieve net break even in both Aster FinTech and Aster Industries as early as possible. If not in the first quarter, at least in the second quarter, we should be achieving this.
ठीक है सर, बट एनी डेप्रिसिएशन नंबर दीजिए सर, जो हमारा नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर से अब कैपिटलाइज होगा, तो व्हाट शुड बी द एडिशनल डेप्रिसिएशन फ्रॉम तेलंगाना प्लांट?
तेलंगाना प्लांट का जो डेप्रिसिएशन आएगा सर, वो करीब 1.6 करोड़ पर मंथ, सो लेट्स से 4.5 टू 4.8 करोड़ पर क्वार्टर डेप्रिसिएशन
4.8 करोड़ रहेगा. करेक्ट सर.
And last year, the depreciation should be about 19 crore rupees a year, and that I am breaking into the quarterly of about 4.75 to 4.8 crores.
Same baat hai, sir. Now two more points. First is cost of fund. What is our cost of fund currently, with the working capital and the long-term borrowing?
In Aster Industries, we don't have foreign currency debt. We have only rupee debt. So our blended working capital and term loan put together is about 9%. 2.5% has been increased by the RBI. So our interest cost, one of the reasons why the interest cost has gone up from 16 crore to 22 crores in the 9 months period is because of the increase in the policy rates by the government. In Telangana, our interest rate would be lower because we have a foreign currency debt. We should be at about 7.5% blended.
Okay, sir. So quarterly, what should be the interest part for Telangana unit?
Telangana interest in the range of just a minute.
Yes, sir. And when is our rating due, sir? Credit rating cup due hai? Revision
sir, credit rating, so we have got the credit rating done for Aster Industries. The next due is in August of 24.
Okay, no, with this
year, August 24, and the Aster FinTech is also renewed at the same time. Okay. Coming to the interest cost, our interest cost for the quarter should be about 7 crores.
7 crores per quarter. So 7 and 5 is the number. The depreciation is 4.5 and 7 is the interest.
Yes, sir.
And last point is, sir,
currently 13 crore is the EBITDA required to achieve net break even.
12 se 13. And on a top line of 70 crore, this is not
70 crore is in the first quarter when we have, you know, dekhiye initially jab humne pehle bhi chalaya, to ekdam 70% hi ban gaya tha. So we are now operating at 70% when we have almost completed 1 month. So gradually we will increase production, and initially there is a certain amount of B grade production also. When the any plant, it is not like a car on the road. Ki aap straight away ekdam badhiya operate kar lenge. It is a plant. It takes time to come to the optimum level. So my request would be to let go of the first quarter of Telangana operation. That should be considered more of a trial period rather than the commercial sort of operation, because it takes time to stabilize, it takes time to achieve optimum efficiencies.
Sir,
everything makes a difference.
Sir, isme value added kitna rahega sir? Abhi
sir, wahan par value added ka wahan single machine hai, we don't have capacity to do more value added there. We have metallized film and we have certain inline coated products. So the value added products in Telangana would be less as compared to, much less as compared to Kadima.
So ye abhi 9700 wala film banegi wahan par.
Haan ji.
Acha sir, and two suggestions sir, just to conclude. Firstly sir, Singhania sir could not attend today's call, so next time we hope to from him to attend the call, sir. And secondly, sir, this informing to investors, which was very well pointed out by one of the investors, we should take that extra caution in coming up, whatever is material or immaterial part, whether 10% or not, that we should come up with a clear thought that this breakdown has happened and the assessment will come thereafter. So God forbid that
we'll be more careful.
Yes, sir. And lastly, sir, on the website part, sir, if we look at the scale and the size and the work our company is doing, and the type of website we host, I think so, we need to revamp our website also, because that is the interface for us, for not only for your investors, but for the customers also. So whatever little knowledge I have for the business part, I could not find the website to in any way to be up to the mark, sir. And last updation was also in the year 2014. If I can look at the bottom, if that makes any sense, I could not understand that also. Why a mention of date of 2014 is mentioned there, sir? So kindly.
Pardon, I couldn't. Can you repeat the last
question? Yes. I just repeat. So when we log into your website, Esther Industries, and at the bottom of the page, we find the at 2014. The copyright Esther Industries All Rights Reserved. Whenever we look at other websites, the websites are updated till 2022 or 2023. So what is this copyright 2014 stands for?
I'll need to speak to. I'm not in a position to answer at this point in time because I'm not aware of it.
Right hand bottom of the website is P.
I'll see.
Yeah. We look into it and what good can be done for the, this also.
Yes,
and also, sir, for the Telangana unit, if we can plan a plan which is once this is gets stabilized, so investor or a video being uploaded of how the function, how the unit is performing, that would give us some understanding what kind of infrastructure has been created.
Okay, point well taken, sir. Point. I'll take up this with my colleagues in the company, sir.
Right, sir. And for the capacity expansion at Telangana, sir, हमारे पास क्षमता है उसको बढ़ाने की वहाँ पर मैंने दिया extra space there.
बहुत क्षमता है land we have enough land. We have 50 acres of land. हमारा अगर खटीमा में आप land देखें तो we have 35 acres of land in Khatima and 5 acres is occupied by the colony. So in 30 acres we have special polymer, 3 film plants, 2 metallizers, 2 offline quarters, etc. In Telangana, we have 50 acres, a perfect rectangle plot, and it can accommodate many more lines.
ठीक है सर. तो अगर nameplate में जाएं खातिमा unit और Telangana की, तो capacity कैसे stand करती है for what is at for Khatima?
Khatima, we have 60,000 tons of polyester film. Telangana, we have 48,000 tons of polyester film.
Okay.
And in Khatima, we have 13,200 tons of metallized polyester. In Telangana, we have 10,000 tons of polyester. In special polymer, we don't have in Telangana. Other products, we don't have. It's a purely film plant in Telangana as of now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rastogi ji. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The gentleman also forgot the name. And all the best to the team, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We continue to remain committed to the revival, to coming back to the profit. Working hard to make sure that we wipe out the losses as early as possible. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for any closing comments.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, everybody. See you in the next quarter sometime in the month of May.
Thank you. On behalf of Esther Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.